My life has done a 180 in the last 4 months since my daughter was born. I run a hand through my hair, walking into her nursery, wearing a pair of sweatpants. There's only a crib in the middle of the room, so it's easy to find her even without the blaring siren of her screen. What can I say? My daughter has a good set of lungs. I scoop her up, seeing her bright blue eyes matching mine, staring back at me. Please tell me she doesn't have that mischievous rebel living inside her like I do. My mom says the blue eyes made it difficult for people to be hard on me, that I've gotten away with too much in my life. And she's right. I'd say she was smiling if I hadn't read that it's most likely gas. I've binge-read book after book on raising a baby over the past 6 months, though it's not done me much good. I still feel out of my depth. I change her diaper and nuzzle her into my chest before I take her downstairs to warm a bottle. Once it's ready, I sit in the big lounge chair in the corner of my family room, seeing the letter her mother left me earlier today lying on the end table. I'm really sorry, Ford. I can't do this. I'm not meant to be a mother. You're so good to her. Love her extra for me. The anger swells inside me all over again. How does a mother leave her baby, especially in my incapable hands? I'm fairly sure Brittany thinks I'll be a good father because I have money. Not only from playing in the league, but because I'm a trust fund baby. I wanted to raise Annabelle without the help of a nanny since my arrangement with Brittany was that I'd have Annabelle on my off days during the season. Now I'm a full-time dad, so I'm not sure I have much of a choice but to enlist someone else's help. I had nannies growing up, and it wasn't all bad. They could rarely keep me in line, and we went through a full dozen of them before Mrs. Gardner arrived. She was a classic British nanny and wasn't scared of my rebellious antics at all. She retired once my youngest sister got into high school. But I'm wondering if she'd be available somehow. Then I remember how harsh her punishments were, and the fact that I don't want to look at the nanny for answers of how my daughter's day was. I guess it's just you and me. A small sound comes out of her. I hope you like Yellowstone. You'll see some horses. And don't worry, I'll cover your eyes at the bad parts.